Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is an extra episode of Paranormal Stories. Today I'm talking about Chennai Chumalayawong, a young Thai boy who, from age 3, recalled memories of a past life as a murdered schoolteacher. He has birthmarks matching his former wounds and detailed knowledge of a family he'd never met. The story of Chennai Chumalayawong is widely regarded as one of the most compelling cases in the study of reincarnation. Born in 1967 in central Thailand, Chennai's early life was marked by unusual phenomena that would later attract the attention of researchers and spark debates about the nature of consciousness, memory, and personal identity. His case is often cited alongside other well-documented reincarnation claims, primarily due to the convergence of physical evidence, precise knowledge of a past life, and interactions that convincingly correspond with the deceased individual. From a very young age, Chennai exhibited behaviours that were extraordinary, even by the standards of precocious children. Around the age of 3, he began speaking spontaneously about a life he had supposedly lived before, claimed to have been a man named Bua Kai. According to Chennai, Bua Kai had worked as a schoolteacher and met a violent death while riding his bicycle to school. Chennai described the circumstances of his death with remarkable detail, claiming that he had been shot from behind and recounting the sensations and sights he experienced in those final moments. Unlike imaginative play or fictional storytelling, these statements were precise, consistent, and repeated over a long period, capturing the attention of his family. Chennai's birth was accompanied by two distinctive marks on his head. One, a small round mark on the back of his head, while the other was a larger, irregularly shaped mark on his forehead. What made these birthmarks extraordinary was that they corresponded almost exactly to the fatal gunshot wounds of Bua Kai. According to records and testimonies, the entry wound on the deceased teacher was small and round, located on the back of his head, and the exit wound was larger and irregular, located on the forehead. This unusual correspondence between Chennai's birthmarks and the wounds of a person he claimed to have been in a previous life offered what many researchers considered a tangible physical link supporting the claim of reincarnation. As Chennai continued to recount details of Bua Kai's life, his family decided to investigate further. Despite the scepticism that might naturally arise, they travelled with him to the village he claimed to have once called home. Upon reaching the village, Chennai guided them confidently to a particular house. Remarkably, this house belonged to an elderly couple who confirmed that their son, Bua Kai, had indeed been murdered several years earlier. Chennai demonstrated knowledge of Bua Kai's life that he could not have reasonably known, including the names and identities of family members, the layout of their home, and specific personal belongings. The parents were initially cautious, unsure how to interpret the child's claims, but they gradually became convinced by his accuracy and insistence. The interactions between Chennai and Bua Kai's family were notable for their emotional and social complexity. Chennai addressed the children of Bua Kai as "my children" and insisted that they call him father, reflecting a deep identification with his past self. He could recognise family items that had belonged to Bua Kai without hesitation, even describing their use and history. His interactions were not simply performative. They carried emotional weight, as though he were genuinely recalling memories of a familial affection and responsibility. These encounters were documented by family members and researchers alike, adding layers of credibility that anecdotal reports alone could not provide. Dr. Ian Stevenson, a psychiatrist at the University of Virginia, is perhaps the most prominent Western researcher to examine reincarnation claims systematically. He and his team investigated the Chennai case thoroughly, conducting interviews with family members, neighbours, and anyone who could shed light on the life of Boakai. Dr. Stevens' methodology was meticulous. He sought to rule out ordinary explanations, such as cryptoamnesia, suggestion, or inadvertent coaching from adults. He examined the birthmarks carefully, compared Chennai's knowledge with independently verified facts, and documented the psychological and behavioural patterns of the child. Stevenson concluded that Chennai's case was highly unusual and merited serious consideration as a possible instance of reincarnation. The cultural context of Chennai's experiences is also significant. In Thailand and throughout much of Southeast Asia, reincarnation is widely accepted as part of the spiritual and religious worldview, especially within Buddhist and folk belief systems. The cultural lens does not automatically prove Chennai's claims, but it provides an interpretive framework that shapes the understanding and reception of such phenomena. Children in these cultures may be more likely to report past life memories, and families may be more willing to validate such claims, which allows researchers to gather detailed and serious accounts rather than dismissing them outright as fantasy. While the evidence for Chennai's case is compelling, alternative explanations have been proposed. Skeptics suggest that the child may have overheard conversations or observed information from adults in ways that were unconscious yet detailed. Others propose that imaginative play and fantasy proneness might produce statements that appear to be past life memories. In Chennai's situation, however, these explanations encounter difficulties. The specificity and verifiability of his claims, the accuracy of his identification of people and objects, and the precise alignment of his birthmarks with the wounds of the deceased teacher challenge conventional psychological explanations. Comparisons with other reincarnation cases provide additional perspective. Many documented instances involve young children who report vivid memories of past lives, often coinciding with the death of a person in a dramatic or unusual manner. Children in Sri Lanka, India, and Turkey have similarly reported knowledge of previous lives, including precise details about family members, homes, and circumstances of death. What distinguishes Chennai's case is the combination of verifiable details, physical evidence in the form of birthmarks, and the child's spontaneous, consistent narrative. These factors together make his story one of the strongest in the field of reincarnation research. Further insight can be gained by examining the patterns observed in such cases. Children reporting past life memories typically begin doing so around the age of 2 or 3, and these memories often fade by the age of 7 or 8. The majority of cases involve premature or violent death, which seems to correlate to the persistence of the memory. Birthmarks and physical anomalies corresponding to fatal injuries in the previous life appear in a significant subset of cases, suggesting a possible link between physical trauma and memory transfer. Chennai's experiences align closely with these patterns, strengthening the argument that his claims are not coincidental or purely fabricated. The interactions between Chennai and Boakai's family continued for several years, and each encounter reinforced the initial claim. Chennai demonstrated knowledge of household arrangements, private conversations, and the personal histories of Boakai's children that he could not have known from observation or second-hand accounts. Observers noted that his emotional responses were consistent with someone reliving genuine memories, displaying affection, concern, and attachment that seemed authentic rather than performative. These observations added another layer of depth to the case, as researchers could evaluate not only factual accuracy, but also psychological consistency and emotional authenticity. Ultimately, the reincarnation case of Chennai Chumalaiwong remains a cornerstone in the study of past life memories. It exemplifies how a combination of physical evidence, behavioural observations, and cultural context can converge to create a compelling narrative that challenges conventional explanations. While skeptics continue to debate the possibility of reincarnation, Chennai's story offers a detailed, well-documented instance that cannot be easily dismissed. It invites continued research, cross-cultural comparison, and philosophical inquiry into the nature of consciousness and identity. Today I was talking about Chennai Chumalayawong, a young Thai boy who recalled memories of a past life as a murdered schoolteacher. My book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, is now out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or on Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.